This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Caroline and Uma with you. It's 6:06 in the evening. We've got our second Matsabu story. The man is really making the news.
He is.
Putrajaya apparently is considering pulling back Malaysian troops from Saudi Arabia, which is, of course, engaged in airstrikes against Yemeni rebel fighters.
You say, which is, of course, engaged in airstrikes. Like, nobody is going, huh? We're in Yemen? Yes. Yes, we are in Yemen.
Actually, that was the reaction on a lot of social media today when this news story broke.
So, Matsabu has responded by saying the government is not interested in being involved in conflicts in the Gulf region and is reviewing the deployment of army personnel to Saudi Arabia. He says, why would we want to be involved in attacking Yemen, another Islamic nation?
Yes, that's right.
Did that confuse you a little bit? I mean, while I appreciate that religious ideology is a massive factor in the conflicts, I want to imagine that our foreign affairs policies and involvement are hinged on more than, you know, who we identify with religiously.
No, correct. It feels like that was a statement of political intent as opposed to, one of actual military strategy, right?
Yeah, but I guess there's no discounting it either, so.
No. Also, it's interesting because Malaysia in general usually takes a very defensive posture when it comes to military intervention, right? We usually toe the line of the United Nations. Mm. We send peacekeeping forces. We send our military to areas that require aid. And I think we've always been against any kind of attacking posture.
Yep.
Yes. I think the defense minister said the same thing.
Yeah.
That if we were to get involved, it would be through the UN.
So Saudi media has named Malaysia as one of 34 countries working with Riyadh in fighting terrorism. However, we have Lawyers for Liberty saying that they're concerned about this. The group called on Matsabu to explain the presence of Malaysian troops in Riyadh and, of course, the involvement in the war. Because in that UN report, they cite a UN report. So it's from the United Nations Panel of Experts on Yemen to the UN Security Council, which said that the Saudi-led coalition attacks in Yemen may amount to war crimes and that Malaysian military personnel are working alongside France, Britain, the US at the coalition's headquarters in Riyadh to coordinate battles against Houthi rebels.
Right. It feels like every day there is some new surprising piece of news or information that is coming out from our government. It doesn't seem just surprising to us. It seems to be surprising to the ministers themselves.
That's true.
And I think we've got, we're slowly getting used to this idea of all of these new revelations. But it's interesting how much was actually, I don't know if it was consciously hidden from us, but not necessarily spoken about.
Well, previously, under the administration of Najib Razak, of course, we had former Defense Minister Hishamuddin Hussein, who did not respond to the UN's concerns, also
right.
Downplayed Malaysia's involvement. He said that Malaysian troops were deployed only to evacuate Malaysians from Yemen and for humanitarian purposes.
Correct, yeah. Which falls in line with what we usually do, right? And so I think it's going to be interesting to see where the Ministry of Defense and where the Minister of Defense in particular, takes future involvement of Malaysian troops, right?
Yeah.
After this, we're going to be speaking to Shaiman Lokman from ISIS Malaysia with his thoughts on this military intervention. We've got Tame Impala coming your way first, though, with Why Don't You Make Up Your Mind on BFM 89.9.
Bigotry Free Malaysia, BFM 89.9.
Caroline and Uma with you on the evening edition. It's 6:14 p.m. and we're talking about Malaysia's involvement in Saudi Arabia against Yemeni rebels. We're crossing over to Shaiman Lokman now, senior analyst at the Institute of Strategic and International Studies. Shaiman, thank you so much for joining us this evening. I'm not sure how many Malaysians were actually aware of the fact that we have troops in Saudi Arabia who are actively involved in the Yemen war, or at least I wasn't aware of it. So just to get us all on the same page, can you please start with an overview of what's happening in Saudi Arabia and Malaysia's involvement in the Yemen war?
So essentially, the Saudis have been trying to build a global coalition against the Iranians. Okay? So the fight in Yemen is essentially a proxy war between the Saudis and the Iranians. It's between people backed by the Saudis and people by rebels backed by the Iranians. So Malaysia, under the previous government, basically tilted towards the Saudis on this quarrel. And, you know, it's just not our fight. I think we need to just extract ourselves from this and, you know, make a clean break and not get ourselves involved in this proxy fight.
Right. Shariman, to date, what do we know for sure about our military presence in Saudi Arabia?
Well, some of the facts about this deployment have been hiding in plain sight, really. It has been discussed in Parliament. You know, government has, the previous government at least, answered some questions about it, you know, and you can read about it in the Hansard. But what we can gather from the Hansard is that the initial deployment took place in May of 2015. A trusted source tells me that we have about 30 troops there now and one C-130 Hercules transport aircraft. That is the most recent numbers. But at the height of the deployment, we had about 90 troops, some of them paratroopers, and two C-130 Hercules aircraft. And that's a lot for us. You know, we have only 14 of those aircraft, and we had two of those in Saudi Arabia. They were involved in this huge military exercise hosted by the Saudis in February to March of 2016. It was called Exercise Northern Thunder. It was massive. I mean, 350,000 troops, 2,500 warplanes, 20,000 tanks, 460 helicopters. It was mainly to send a message to Iran, really. You know, so it was part of this sort of like Saudi coalition to sort of like deter against Iran.
And how does that match up with what our former Defense Minister Hishamuddin Hussein has said? Because when he was asked to comment previously, he said that our troops had been deployed for humanitarian purposes. Any thoughts on that?
Now, I find it very hard to believe that it is for humanitarian purposes. I mean, the initial justification was this. Initial justification was we needed a forward presence in Saudi Arabia to evacuate Malaysians from the Middle East in case, you know, things turn sour again. You know, this would reduce the amount of time needed to react to any contingency, something like what happened during the Arab Spring. But, you know, that is long past now. And what humanitarian purposes, right? I mean, because the Saudis have been blowing Yemen to bits. The last couple of days, they've been bombing the port city of Hodeidah in Yemen. And there is a massive humanitarian crisis there right now. You know, I mean, last year in December, the World Health Organization reported that there was an outbreak of cholera that had surpassed a million cases. So there is no humanitarian purpose to this deployment. Yeah.
Okay. You know, Malaysia's long held to the principle of non-interference in the affairs of other countries. So does it mean that we've moved away from that, considering our involvement in the war?
Well, this non-interference thing is actually a general rule, but, you know, Malaysia, at times we have been selective about it. You know, take, for example, the Rohingya crisis. That was sort of like, you know, interference in the internal affairs of Myanmar, but we thought, okay, you know, this is a major humanitarian crisis, we need to react. So at its core, I mean, it's not really about non-interference, it's mainly about let's not get entangled into other people's fights, you know. And this is precisely getting entangled into people's fights here when we deploy troops in Saudi Arabia.
Right. Now, a recent report by the UN panel of experts on Yemen to the UN Security Council concluded that the Saudi-led attacks in Yemen may amount to war crimes. What exactly are the implications for Malaysia in this instance?
Yeah, I think the implications are quite minimal. I very much doubt we were at all involved in the actual attacks. You know, the actual bombing and all that has actually been done by the Saudis and the Emiratis. So I don't think there's any risk of us being to the ICC. In any case, we are not party to the Rome Statute. What the Saudis really want from us is our flag, right? They don't need our troops there. They don't need our planes, you know. They have more than enough troops. They have the best equipment that money can buy, you know. So all they need is the Malaysian flag there for them to be able to tell the world that, oh, you know, we're not alone in this. There are countries like Malaysia, Bahrain, and so on and so forth. They are all, you know, supportive of our efforts in Yemen, and you know, we don't need to get directly involved. And the defense minister's statement this morning was actually quite specific. He said, you know, Malaysia sama sekali tidak pernah terlibat dalam operasi menyerang Yemen, yang juga sebuah negara Islam. You know, it's very specific what he's saying there. He's saying that we have never been involved in any attacks on Yemen, and you know, that is probably very, very true. I mean, we are not involved directly in the attack, but, you know, by being there, we are showing our flag, we are showing our support. And that is precisely why the minister wants to retract now, essentially, that we do not want to get involved. We do not want to lend the Saudis our flag, and we want to bring our troops back.
Right. And what would the process be like? I mean, if our defense ministry does decide to pull our troops out of Saudi Arabia, and would there be consequences for us?
Well, yeah, getting them back is easy enough. It's just a matter of logistics. But there are implications in terms of our relations with the Saudis. Whether we like them or not, we have to get along with the Saudis. It is a major country in the Middle East. It is a major player in the Muslim world. And perhaps closer to home, the implication would be what happens to our Hajj quota, our annual Hajj quota. Because remember, the Saudis manage the Hajj. And every year, each country is allocated 0.1% of their population for the annual Hajj. You know, so for Malaysia, it's 3,200 every year. There is the suspicion that the Saudis at times use this quota for their foreign policy purposes. In other words, if they don't like what you're doing, they'll cut it. Or they'll say, oh, we're doing construction at the mosque in Mecca, or we can't host all 3,000 of you this year. You know, I mean, that is possible there, you know. And if people can't go for the Hajj, they're going to be very, very upset at the government. So the government has to tread very, very carefully. I think this is probably why the defense minister is going slow on this. Take a very deliberate approach, and it's not going to rush the pullout from Saudi Arabia.
So I guess I'm also considering why the previous administration was so keen on this relationship with the Saudis. I mean, military engagement like this seems pretty extreme. Do you have any thoughts on why that relationship was deemed to be a priority?
I know. It's a real mystery to us, really. It's real mystery to people who are watching. You know, Hishamuddin Hussein, in his 5 years as defense minister, went to Saudi Arabia multiple times this year. You know, but he didn't go to Japan even once. You know, and Japan is a much closer defense partner to us. You know, it's just astounding why he was so keen to develop this relationship with the Saudis. He kept saying that, oh, the Saudis are able to help us with counter-messaging against extremism. Wait, that doesn't add up. You know, the Saudis have been, have been accused of being supportive of extremism around the world. So, a lot of things doesn't add up when it comes to our relationship with the Saudis in the previous government.
All right. Shariman, any last thoughts, I guess, on what we could expect to see moving forward?
Well, I'm not sure whether it is the priority of this government to really dig up all the stuff that was going on between Malaysia and Saudi Arabia, to be honest. Again, because Saudi Arabia is a country that we cannot ignore, that we have to get along with, there is a limit to the extent to which this government is going to go in terms of digging up stuff between Malaysia and Saudi Arabia and the previous government.
Well, thank you very much, Shariman, for your thoughts on this. That was Shariman Lokman, Senior Analyst at the Institute of Strategic and International Studies, with his views on the presence of Malaysian troops in Saudi Arabia. You can talk back with us on 03-77-10-9000. Join the conversation. We've got Victor on the line. Hey, Victor, what are your thoughts?
Hi, good evening.
Hi, Victor.
Hi. A lot of these people don't know that I'm quite good at this one sport.
One sport?
A sport of jumping,
okay.
Which is jumping into conclusion. So
carry on.
I love
conclusion. Yeah. I let me jump into conclusion. Is this anything to do with the 2.6B donation? Is this something for something? The donation is actually for sending our troop there, or at least to lend their name. To be the donor for that amount to get somebody out of trouble.
You're absolutely right about the jumping.
Yeah, but no, Victor, I'm sure a lot of people have made this connection to this conspiracy theory in a very similar way.
Yeah, that's right. So I'm, I'm a subscriber to conspiracy theory.
Yeah, we know.
So I think it's better to get our troop out. Mm-hmm. So I wholly support this Minister of Defence decision.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Victor. Thank you for your call. Let us know your thoughts. 03-77-9000.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.